This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right-o, 855-993-7569. Can you believe Orlando? I mean, it's like if it wasn't for bad, they wouldn't have any luck at all. I mean, it's just things keep getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
What did you think of, if someone had said Orlando to you before, what would you say? Disney World, right?
Disney World, Orlando Magic, basketball.
Yep.
You know.
I mean, sort of people, retirees, sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I mean, they're it's sort of beyond imagination. There were four people that were shot yesterday in addition. One of them died, was a 16-year-old girl. I mean, the terrible story about the alligator and the 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just and the other thing that is, and I know this sounds kind of bizarre, but if you followed the Orlando story, which I think all of us have, whether we intended to or not, the original story said 20 people dead. Then it said 50, which was maintained for up until yesterday, and now they're saying 49, although there's still 23 people hospitalized, and as one of the doctors said, that they probably expect the death toll to rise a bit. It's now turning out, this story is getting weirder and weirder, that the gunman's wife apparently knew, she'd taken him over there a couple times.
Yeah.
And sort of knew what he was thinking about doing. I mean, it's just... And that he sort of took selfies of himself grinning just before he was shot. I mean, this has to be viewed as the work of a truly unbalanced person. I mean, you could say that probably about anything, but as everyone has said, and we keep reiterating, that why should anybody in any country be allowed to buy a weapon whose only only purpose is to kill as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible. Why is that even part of our sort of, to say armamentarium doesn't begin to explain it. Why does that make any sense to anybody? Someone can try and explain it to me. Okay. Today is National Smile Power Day. If we ever needed a day to smile... What I keep coming back to is one of my listeners who sent me an email that said one person did this, thousands have responded, including Disney World, who had donated, I assume, before this whole issue with the 2-year-old, $1 million, and has different sites around Disney World for people to donate blood. And they said, look, this is we're part of this community as well. We have 74,000 people who work at the park and who are involved, you know, in Orlando. This is our city. So, I mean, it is true that there is an outpouring, especially, you know, Disney is a company that in the past has not been necessarily very supportive of LGBT. And it's not even LGBT, it's they have been very supportive of gay workers. So, but it's kind of like Chick-fil-A, that every once in a while something makes us rethink our stance on something. And I guess one of the things that is underlying, as far as I'm concerned, that the Chick-fil-A and Disney is understanding that by voicing prejudice, voicing it, it's one thing to be prejudiced and to keep it to yourself and hopefully be a little bit embarrassed about it. But to voice it, to make it public, to make it important, to make it sound righteous is dangerous. Because there are people who will take that as permission And it's something to be aware of, I think, in our everyday lives, that there is that kind of, it's not even mob mentality, it's that idea that if someone gives voice to our basest thoughts, it gives us permission to voice them as well. And it becomes exponential. If I say, I don't, you know, people with curly hair are really stupid, and you agree with me that everybody you've known who had curly hair is really stupid, and then several more people, that it becomes an acceptable philosophy, an acceptable stance to decide that you hate people, that people with curly hair are stupid. And look, if you want to believe in your heart of hearts that people with curly hair are stupid, so be it, in your heart of hearts. That's different than your mouth of mouths and being comfortable enough to say it aloud as opposed to being embarrassed that you have this indefensible philosophy. I do think each of us are allowed to have indefensible emotional philosophies, but I think we should keep them to ourselves. If you don't have something nice to say, shut up. And I'm talking about shut up on the air. I'm saying shut up on the internet. I'm saying if you have a nasty thought, you're entitled to it. You're human. We are not perfect. But voicing it gives permission for other people. And their level of inflammation, of lack of balance, of lack of discipline, of lack of control may be significantly different than yours. And if I had to parse Chick-fil-A, Disney, that on some level, consciously or unconsciously, that both of those major organizations have on some level understood that, and I'm not really saying that they contributed to the massacre, but I am saying on some level, all of us do when we voice our violent, bigoted, negative emotions about each other. It's one thing to have them, and I don't know how to wipe those out except information, which some people are going to listen to and some people are not going to listen to. But the voicing of it, we need to monitor ourselves more so.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the other part of it, too, is, you know, yes, the First Amendment comes into play and everybody has sort of this right to free speech and everything, and everybody has a right to an opinion. But the other part of it, too, is, you know, everyone has a right to an opinion, but people also have a right to have an opinion about someone else's opinion. You know, where if you're going to speak out about something controversial and you're going to voice your opinion about it and it's something that's going to upset a lot of people, you can't get super defensive if people are going to lash out back at you and say, hey, look, this is...
Well, I'm saying something a little different, Manny. I'm not trying to censor people. I'm saying personal responsibility.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is, you know, to sort of piggyback off of what you're saying is everybody has that opinion, but then what happens is, you know, like if Donald Trump, I'll use Donald Trump as an example. Now he's
That'll get us in no trouble at all.
Well, he says a lot of controversial things, and he gets backlash for it. But then you have the other people that defend the things that he says and says, well, he's just voicing his opinion. Well, fine, but other people have a right to voice their opinion about his opinion. You see what I'm saying?
I do, and I do. And I think that somehow I'm talking about a level of personal responsibility that says think before you act. That it's and the metaphor is, of course, yelling fire in a crowded theater, in a crowded movie theater. Is that covered by the First Amendment, by free speech? It's dangerous. And and if you're willing to take the responsibility for whatever happens after that, then not exactly the same, but there's a story that is kind of allied to it, but not really. And I'll tell you what it is, that for the first time, it's actually happening in Minnesota, that a man is being prosecuted for the death of for the suicide of his partner because he was abusive to her. Okay, he didn't kill her directly, but the law is saying he killed her indirectly. What if all of us were held responsible on that level? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, one more point of clarity about this. As far as I'm concerned, you can dislike me intensely because you think that I give stupid advice, or that you think my voice is too nasal, or you think I'm too tall, or too short, or what. I mean, if you dislike me personally, that's you're entitled to. Breaks my heart, of course, and I'm going to cry and whine. But what's not okay is to decide that you hate psychologists, or that you hate blonde psychologists, or that you hate anybody who went to Rice, or that you hate anybody who's on the air. Because you don't, it's a emotion, and a negative emotion at that, based on essentially no information. So disliking me is okay. I mean, it's not my fave. But that is what bigotry is. Bigotry is taking feelings about one individual and expanding them to include a group of which you're unfamiliar. And it's always negative. No one ever says, gee, all blondes are beautiful, right? That's not bigotry. It may be hypocrisy, and it may be nutty, but it's not bigotry. Bigotry, by definition, is negative. Okay, believe it or not, on this day, and I always I always suggest with a major grain of salt that things that are old enough, it's a little hard to pinpoint exactly the day or the time zone even. On this day in 1667, the first human blood transfusion was administered by Dr. Jean-Baptiste Denis. That's a long time ago, right? That's like 350 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time, and good for him. I mean, think about that. Think about the first blood transfusion for a human being. You know, one of the ways, this is a side note, you know, one of the ways that everybody knows about AB, and O, right? And they know about the rhesus factor. But there are a whole bunch of sub-factors. And the way they discover a sub-factor is they give a transfusion to somebody that seems matched and it doesn't. That's how they discover them. I mean, most of medical progress, we'd like to think it's done in computers and in labs. It's not. It's done on human beings when something goes dreadfully wrong and you have to figure out why. What can I tell you? Okay, in 1752, on this day, it's the traditional day, nobody knows exactly when, Benny Franklin proves that lightning is electricity by flying a drone? No, a kite, right, with the key on the end of it?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows. Have you been to Philadelphia?
I have not.
Ben Franklin Square. I told you, one of the reasons everybody should go, first of all, it's a fascinating city. Philadelphia is very cool. It has a farmer's market that's very cool. It's kind of like a huge food court. Pennsylvania Dutch, you can get shoe-fly pie and apple pan dowdy. But you can also go to the Liberty Bell. And guess who is the voice of the suffragette on the Liberty Bell? That would be me.
Hmm.
I had a friend, it was about, I think, 8 or 9 years ago, maybe not quite that long ago. It was a while ago. I only heard it maybe 3 years ago. And we were having lunch, and she said that she had this project to redo, that she was redoing the video at the Liberty Bell. And she said, I'd really love to have you, but I probably couldn't afford you. And I said, I bet you could. So I got to be the voice of the suffragette, because it turns out the Liberty Bell has been used only twice, which I didn't know, as a symbol. The first was the Emancipation Proclamation, so the end of slavery. And the second was suffragette, with the idea being that gave men the right to vote, now women the right to vote as well. And I was jumping up down screaming, that's me. I'm very grown up about things like that. Okay, in 1775, George Washington was appointed Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. Dun, dun, dun. And if you see Hamilton, you'll see that Hamilton was kind of George Washington's right-hand guy. On this day in 1776, Delaware votes to suspend government under British Crown and separate officially from Pennsylvania. Did you know that Delaware was part of Pennsylvania at one point?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. So there you go. See, there's a lot about that part of the country today. Following the theme, in 1804, New Hampshire approves the 12th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which was all they needed to ratify. Do you know what the 12th Amendment is?
I feel like I should know, but I don't.
It basically deals with the procedure for electing the president and the vice president, and replaced Article 2, Section 1, Clause 3, by which the Electoral College originally functioned.
Okay.
It was just too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It refined the process by which the president and vice president are elected by the Electoral College. So there you go. It had to be ratified by 3/4 of the legislature, and it did it on this day in 1804. So there we go. In 1836, Arkansas was admitted as the 25th state of the state in U.S. This is one of those stories. In 1877, on this day, Henry Ossining Flipper became the first African-American cadet to graduate from the United States Military Academy. What an unfortunate name. Right? Although, presumably, Flipper wasn't nearly as controversial a name or evocative a name in 1877 it is now. I mean, because what does Flipper associate with you? Dolphins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Henry was good for him. You'd love to sort of talk with him about that experience. I'm sure it was a little more strenuous than we'd like to think it was, but a long time ago. On this day in 1916, this is fascinating to me, Woodrow Wilson signs a bill incorporating the Boy Scouts of America, making them the only American youth organization with a federal charter. Do you know that?
Did not.
Were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Cub Scout when I was
well, I think that counts.
Kindergarten, yeah.
And Weebelows? Remember Weebelows?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. I was a Girl Scout. I was actually the Girl Scout poster girl, and they were going to send me on an international kind of exchange thing until they figured out that I'd actually chopped down a tree in the National Forest to make a campfire and was playing poker with Boy Scouts. They didn't really defrock me. They just sort of, they disbanded the program, I think. But and both Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts essentially started in, Lord Baden-Powell started in England. So we think of it. All right. In a cautionary tale, a police posed as a 15-year-old on Craigslist in a sex sting and nabbed another cop. Oops. I mean, it's one of those things that you think, okay, that this is something that I think appeals to all of us. I don't know that they're going to win, but a Minnesota man sues the TSA for $500 over a missed flight. I don't think he's going to win it, but I think all of us have felt that way. I actually went to the wrong airport. Well, I've actually gone to the wrong airport twice, which is sort of embarrassing to admit. I mean, I suppose anybody can do it once. It's those stupid electronic tickets, right? If you have a ticket in your hand, you see where you're going. If you don't have a ticket, you go to the wrong airport. So I went tearing through and saying, I'm going to miss my flight. And everybody was really nice about it. They let me go through. All righty, 855-993-7567. When we come back, I thought we would talk about a controversial judge and a case that lots of you have responded to. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mike, you're on the air. You've got a cough today, huh?
Yeah, sorry about
that. That's all right. I do, too. I've got a cough button, though, so it's really helpful. What's on your mind?
My wife recently has asked me for a separation, and I absolutely do not want it. I love her to death. We have three children. And we're both seeing counselors right now. My counselor has told me that I should not move out of the house, and I'm in agreement with that. I do not want to. And he said that she needs to legally push me out of the house. Otherwise, there'll be ramifications down the road if things don't work out, if things get ugly. And her counselor is under the impression that I need to move out or that we need to have some distance between us.
Okay, let me walk through this with you. How old are you?
37.
How old is she?
Same age.
How long have you been married?
Over 12 years.
What's the problem in the marriage?
She says that she's not in love with me anymore. She still loves me. She doesn't know whether she's attracted to me or not.
When did she ask for the separation?
About a week ago.
Is there anybody else as far as you know?
She became emotionally involved with somebody at work. I don't believe it was physical, but you know, and both my counselor and her counselor told her to stop that if there's any hope in the in our marriage working out. And she has, and she told me that if my wife told me that if there's any chance of this relationship working out between us, that we need to separate so she can have some time to work things out.
How old are your children?
They're all under 10.
What are their actual ages?
9, 7, and 5.
So all of them are in school during the day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is she a stay-at-home mom?
She works part-time.
How many hours a week?
Around 20.
You guys having financial problems?
No.
Basically, I mean, I think a separation is the best shot you've got. The question is, how do you manage it? Because I think you need for her to miss you. On the other hand, as you point out, you moving out puts you in, you know, in I think, a more vulnerable position. The question is, who takes care of the kids? So
right.
At this moment, what are your hours?
I have a pretty flexible schedule, but I usually work 40 to 50 hours a week, and I can move those around quite a bit. I travel 2 or 3 days a week, so I mean, but I take care of the kids quite a bit.
See, it would, in a perfect world, I think she would move out. She gets herself an apartment. The problem is you don't want her to miss the kids and therefore come back to you, because that's not going to work in your marriage.
Right.
But I think she's the one who's wanting to pull the plug, so she's the one who should understand what single life would be. Because the deal is not to deprive your wife of the kids or deprive you of the kids, but to have the two of you living separately so both of you could understand, she in particular could understand what life without you would be like. And so we want her to have to do things like worry about finding a place to live and having a slightly less effective lifestyle and juggling kids by herself as opposed to having a helpmate. So the idea is not to punish her, but to give her a realistic perspective without you doing something that is making you a doormat to sort of enable her to do something that makes no sense to you. So that's what I would say. I would say, look, I don't want you to leave. I think this is a mistake, but I understand that you feel that you need some time apart from me. So let's help you find an apartment. We'll work out a joint custody arrangement. And let's see, so that the kids are as affected by this as little as possible, and see how we do it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do it with any rancor, but I think it makes much more sense for her to leave than you to leave.
So when you say a joint custody agreement, you mean involving an attorney, and when you said earlier about vulnerability, if I left because I don't want to, but because she wants me to, if things got ugly, would that then set me up for something?
Well, again, I think if the two of you can work it out in, so amicably, I mean, the idea is that she leaves because she's the one who wants the separation. Do I think, I mean, the issue is most states are no fault anymore. So the deal is about who leaves is less of an issue. But I think it's a legitimate issue. But right now, I would just say, look, I get it. I get that you want to be apart from me. We need to co-parent the kids. So here's my suggestion. I stay in the house. We find you an apartment. I'll help you find an apartment, which I'm not crazy about doing, but I'll help you find an apartment. And you live in the apartment by yourself, and you can have the kids, and we'll work out a custody arrangement, visitation, and see how it goes. I don't think it makes any sense for you to do what doesn't make any sense for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Good luck, yeah.
Great.
Jory, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there, Jory.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. How am I going to help you?
Well, I have a pretty general question I think the audience would enjoy listening and could all relate to. I'm a young guy. I'm 23. I'm from Canada. And I've dated a lot of women. I've never really been in a serious relationship. I guess you'd say, like, I've never taken a girl home to mom and said, this is my girlfriend. And I've dated women in all walks of life all over the U.S., in Canada, in Europe.
Jerry, where are we going on this?
Where I'm going with this is I find women are very contradictory and very manipulative. And
well, that attitude is not going to help you find somebody to love.
No. Where I'm going with this is I'm not a bad guy. I'm a gentleman. I don't play.
Jerry, get me to the point on this. I get it. I get that you're 23, and I get that you're attractive, and I get that you dated, and I get that you're not you're a little unhappy about women. What specifically is the question here?
Well, okay. Example.
No. I need a Jory. I don't need an example. I need a question first.
Well, the question. Why women? I'm just kind of confused. Why there's always a mind game kind of thing with women? You know,
give
I
me an example of a mind game, Jory.
Well, let's say like one philosophy or not philosophy.
No. Jory.
Yeah.
Have you listened to the program before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that I'm a problem solver, right?
Yeah.
So you know that abstractions are not my favorite thing because there's no solving an abstraction. There's only solving a problem. So
okay.
You're telling me that the dating isn't really working out terribly well for you. And
yeah, I find I'm always getting played around.
Okay, but tell me, give me an example of somebody that you think played a mind game on you. What did she do?
One thing I find with most of them, and I find first...
Jory, I don't want an abstract. You're moving into general... This isn't a thesis, and it's not Playboy. I'm a psychologist. I need a specific example of somebody that you think did you dirty so we can look at it together and see what might have happened.
All right, well, I met this girl from Montreal.
Okay.
She was 18, and she had a kid.
Whoa. Two problems there, babe. First of all, she's too young. And second of all, she's going to have an agenda that she's looking probably as much for a dad, not only for her child, but probably for herself.
No, but let me go on with it. She doesn't have any, her parents aren't around. She's lost both of them. She lives on her own. Very mature girl. And I was, super nice gentleman. We talked a lot.
How did you meet each other?
Pardon?
How did you meet each other?
We met each other over the internet, and then I went to go see her in Montreal.
And where do you live?
What's that?
Where do you
live? I live in Toronto.
Okay.
We talked for about a month, almost every day on the phone for hours. Very sweet-looking girl, told me she was single and that.
Okay, where's the problem?
The problem was, well, I went to meet her at that, and then... she was a completely different person. Later on, I found out that she had a boyfriend the whole time and was kind of playing me.
All right, Jory, let me help you with this a little bit. All right, first of all, I'm a great fan of internet dating. I think it's a great way of increasing the pool size. But number one, I think a 23-year-old man dating an 18-year-old woman is a mistake. She's just too young. I think an 18-year-old woman with a child is going to have baggage that can't be checked. All right, so, and as I said, not only is she looking for a father for her child, but she's looking for a father for herself. And you telling me her parents weren't around is the duh factor. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, I think you should be dating women who are probably no younger than about 20-ish, because, you're a mature guy. I mean, think of who you were at 18. She's too young. Second of all, you date within a, 25-mile proximity of where you are, because otherwise you're going to find you're doing exactly what you did here, which is you're going to have a whole lot of fantasy time of talking on the phone, emailing, IMing, and not really getting to know each other. I think it's fine to have some information about somebody before you date them, but you want to spend no more than a week or two sort of getting in touch with each other in something online before you go offline and get to see each other. Third of all, you want somebody, people are 18. You're still in high school at 18. She's going to have the attention span of a gnat. So date people who are closer in your own age, closer geographically. Don't spend so much time online. And it's not, it may not be that she was playing you. It just may be that she has a different set of goals than you have. And it might be worthwhile to figure out what you want. Are you looking for a date? Are you looking for a mate? Are you looking for a playmate? What is it that you're looking for? But you don't want to go into dating, Jory, assuming that all women are going to play you, because what you'll do is get hostile, and even somebody who likes you is going to be put off by you. So give some thought. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to write a personal ad, all right, which I assume you already have because you're online, about who you are and what you want. I want you to call me back, and you and I will go over it together. Because it may be that there's some hidden messages of which you're not aware in your ad that are going to get you in more trouble than it's worth. Because you're young, and I really want you to be able to have a positive experience with women. But it sounds to me that you're setting things up in a way that every experience just becomes something negative for you, and I don't want you to be hardened against women. So write a personal ad, call me back.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, okay. Let's do a program director question.
All right. This one comes from Melissa. Melissa says, okay. Dr. Joy, what is your reading list for healthier dating? How to better assess character?
Well, I actually wrote a book called Dating for Dummies, and they came to me and said, we'd like you to do a book about dating. And I said, well, I'm not sure there's a book. There's probably a pamphlet. And then I started writing it, and it turns out that it's almost 500 pages, and it's just the first 6 months of dating. And I said, well, we can't call it Dating for Dummies because that's really pejorative. And they said, kiddo, that's the franchise. So what it says in the first paragraph is, when it comes to dating, we're all dummies. But and let me just give you some kind of overview of it. I've done three revisions of it. Three revisions, yeah. which means somebody's probably going to get in touch with me to do another one fairly soon. But there, the major revisions were the first time was just how much the internet had changed dating. Because when I wrote it originally, that people were dating online, but not to the extent that they were even 3 or 4 years later. And now, supposedly, 50% of all marriages started on the internet, so as dating, obviously. And then the second thing is with social media, with especially, you know, Facebook. And I'm not sure that much has changed since I wrote the last one, because social media is still, I mean, it's a terrible way to date, to be quite honest, because it means that you've got an audience. But the first part of Dating for Dummies is really, the only way to date successfully is really to know who you are and what you want. And it's kind of like we were just talking with Jory about it, that the going into dating assuming that all women are manipulative or all men are only after one thing is a recipe for disaster, because you're going to be hostile and you're going to be on your guard. So, and somewhat ironically, the time that we feel the loneliest, that we feel that the least lovable is the impulse to date is the strongest then, but the success of dating is going to be heavily diminished unless you're feeling okay about yourself. So if you're feeling really lonesome, what you should probably do is work out more, do something like Meetup, which is not about dating. It's just about people finding things to do together, whether it's going to a comedy club or doing a tour of a museum or going out to restaurants together. So it's much less pairing off, much less sexualized, much less romantic, and covers different aspects of people, different aspects of their personality. It's not nearly as specific as dating. So if you're feeling lonesome and unlovable and horny, dating is not a very good idea right then, because what you'll do is you'll find people who are either predators and able to really focus on that, or you'll find people who are perfectly nice but will serve that short-term need and not work for the long run, which means you're going to break up. And it's kind of like one of my jokes of, how dare you not call me to tell me so I could tell you I'm never going to go out with you again. I mean, so the breaking up with somebody you dislike when they break up with you is almost as painful as being dumped by someone you actually do like. So you don't want to go into dating feeling needy. I know that it's the trilogy, I want you, I need you, I love you. Want is fine. That's sex. Love, sure, that's great. Need, bad idea. Need is a great short-term basis for a relationship, will not hold up in the long run. So the idea of going in being needy just doesn't work. And I know that that's where we're most tempted to date. But stabilize yourself. Take an adult education course. Remember how easy it was to talk with people of the opposite sex or the same sex, depending on where your proclivities lie, when you were in school, right? Because you had things to talk about that you knew in common, and that they were not particularly personal, and it was an easy kind of conversation starter. So once you graduate from high school or college or graduate school or medical school or wherever, law school, in theory, that option goes away, but it doesn't. It's called adult education. So if you're feeling lonesome and you really want to meet some people and be willing to meet people of both sexes and not necessarily date bait, but just people to share ideas with, share some time with, share a meal with or an ice cream cone, take an adult education course. And if you're a woman and you really would like to meet a man, do not take a course in cake decorating or knitting. I mean, you may meet one guy there, but the competition is going to be pretty fierce. Take a Power Squadron course from the Coast Guard, or take a golf lesson, or take a how to repair your car, or electronics for the seriously impaired. I mean, do something where there are going to be at least some possibility of people that you might be interested in on some long-term basis. It may not be your primary goal, but if it's a secondary goal, don't limit yourself to a place that's only going to be women. Guys, if you're trying to meet women, think about taking an aerobics course. You may not be, or yoga. You may not be the most coordinated person, but there'll be lots of women around there to help you and whatever, or take a course. But if you're a man looking for a woman, then you may want to take cake decorating, although they will probably make the assumption that you bat for the other team. But nevertheless, okay. So the idea being that you want to be stable before you go look for a date. And then you have to figure out not only what you want, but who you are and what you're going to share. And again, I think the internet is a perfectly reasonable place to start. And you don't even have to be ready to date to write a personal ad. And if you want to write a personal ad and then call me, as I suggested with Jory, that you, because a personal ad is a great way of focusing on who you are and what you want in a very specific kind of way. So even if you don't think that the internet is for you, and there really does need to be a certain amount of caution that's exercised, and you don't want to stay online for longer than a week or two, as far as I'm concerned, that because it, the internet does create an artificial intimacy. There have been a whole bunch of surveys that say a blank computer screen means that we lower our inhibitions for no positive reason at all. So figure out who you are, figure out what you want. If you want to write a personal ad, and in the old days you had to pay for the words. You don't have to do that anymore. And it's a great exercise because I've used the example before, as I had a friend of mine who was really frustrated about dating, and she said, the problem is that I want somebody who's really successful and financially capable and puts me first. And I said, well, unless you're willing to date somebody who's significantly older than you are, those are mutually exclusive goals. Because one of the ways, unless people inherited the wealth, that they become financially stable and successful is spending a long time at work. And a startup, whether it's or law school or medical school, and they're not going to put you first. So you either have to decide that you're willing, that you want a lifestyle that somebody can provide, and I would suggest that you may want to provide that for yourself. It's a much more stable basis for a relationship. Or that you want somebody who is a little less ambitious, but therefore has a little bit more time and energy to spend with you. So if you'd like to, write a personal ad and call me up and we'll go over it together and make sure that you're not looking for mutually exclusive goals. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.